Support for Kani Kapila Vintage comes from Manu Healii, celebrating Hawaii's culture and heritage for 41 years. From its craft fair origins to a multifaceted creative company, Manu Healii has grown to a family business with artists designing apparel and accessories inspired by Hawaii's culture, colors, and lifestyles. Discover their collections at manuhealii.com.
Aloha, I'm Derek Malama, and this is Kani Kapila Sunday Vintage Edition. It's the podcast where we reach into the archives for interviews and live performances with some of Hawaii's most beloved musicians, from virtuosos of the Hawaiian Renaissance to the younger musicians who have honored and reimagined enduring traditions. Today, we're sharing my 2009 interview with Natalie Aikamau. She was a former Miss Aloha Hula at the Merry Monarch Festival. Kamau talks about growing up performing at the halau founded by her parents, and she details her journey from dancer to musician and vocalist. We hear about her experiences touring the world with a Hawaii-based pop group and using music to connect to her own children. Plus, she's joined by her husband, Iolani Kamau, who brings his guitar to accompany Natalie's vocals for live studio performances of tracks off of her debut album, A. So stick around, and we'll be right back after a short break.
Here in Hawaii, there's a special appreciation for things that are local. And we take that seriously at HPR, where 30% of the programs you hear are made in-house by our own team. Everything from Morning Cafe to The Conversation, Bridging the Gap to Evening Jazz. Whether you're a news junkie or a music lover, HPR's local programming keeps you rooted in our shared island community. Learn more about our shows at hawaiipublicradio.org.
This is Derek Malama bringing you another installment of Kani Kapila Vintage. Mahalo for being here. Today we're revisiting my 2009 interview with Natalie Aikamau. Her many Nahoku Hanohano Awards include the 2006 prize for Best Female Vocalist. But in our first segment, she explains how singing wasn't actually her original passion. As a child, she was raised in the halau where her parents were kumuhula. Natalie learned to dance at a young age, and in 1990, she was named Miss Aloha Hula at the Merry Monarch Festival, the world's preeminent hula competition. She talks about her transition to making music and shares the story of one fateful Monday night when her parents handed her an ukulele and her life took a turn. Her husband, Iolani, joins us in the studio to play a few songs, including one that Natalie wrote for him. And the couple reflects on their experience performing with Sunland, the 1990s Hawaii-based pop group that included Claudia Vasquez and Chad Guerrero. Natalie talks about how working with Sunland allowed her to tour the world and redefine her relationship to Hawaiian music.
You're listening to Kani Kapila Sunday on KIPO. Natalie Aikamau is a Nahoku Hanohano Award winner. She was Female Vocalist of the Year back in 2006. She's also a former Miss Aloha Hula at the Merry Monarch Festival, dancing for Halau Hula Olana, which was founded by her parents.
Yes.
Yes. Aloha. Yeah. And her latest release is called E from Keiko Records. And she's here today with her husband, Iolani. Welcome to the both of you.
Thank you so much.
Now, Natalie, you grew up surrounded by music and hula. Did you always know that this is what you'd be doing in your life?
Not at all. I thought I was going to be a hula dancer. And even though they might seem like the two kind of combine, the musicians stand with instruments and sing for the hula dancer. And I thought I was going to be the hula dancer with musicians behind me. But when I was 15 years old, my parents handed me a ukulele. It was a Monday night. My dad said, we have a show on Friday. It was at the Hawaii Country Club. It was for the Democratic Party of Hawaii. And I had no idea what I was doing. And for the next 2 years, I was sad that that's where I was, because I thought I was going to be the hula dancer. And I didn't practice playing. I didn't practice singing. And there are many shows. And my dad told the sound man, you don't have to turn on her mic, or you don't have to plug in her ukulele. I was more like a fixture next to him. And it was when I ran for Miss Alohula and had to do the chanting portion that I found my voice. So it's kind of strange that the hula dancing part helped me to become a singer. But I thought I was going to be a hula dancer. And it's okay, because when I'm singing, I'm dancing. And when I'm dancing, I'm singing. So it's...
they're all interconnected.
Yeah.
Could you give us a little bit of that chant?
Oya ilo aina loha kamo anila ua vei no I kala me ka ilima e.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
And that's how you found your voice.
That's how I found my voice, with that chant.
Wow. Now, we've been playing your music on Kani Kapila Sunday since your first album, E, came out back in 2005. And I'm glad you're finally here to sing
live. I'm so happy to be here,
and chant
too.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, both of you, for making it down. Please tell us what song you're doing first.
This song is called Ginger Blossom. I wrote this song for Eel. His favorite flower is the ginger. And after we were married, for every occasion, he would give me a ginger lei. It wasn't until about five years into our marriage when I realized his favorite flower was a ginger. I tried to give him hints about what my favorite flower was and what lei I might want instead. But he never listened to me, and he always gave me ginger leis. And it was quite eye-opening to me when I realized that it was his favorite flower and that he was putting himself upon me every time he gave me the lei. So I thought, I'm going to write a song about ginger for Eel. Samona.
Fragrant ginger blossom.
That's yes, Natalie. He is.
Yes, yes. Natalie Aikomau and Iolani Kamau are on Kanikapila Sunday. And Natalie's latest release is called E.
Yes.
And why is that?
Well, after E, which means strange and different, of course, it was because I was so used to singing alongside my father and with all of my family members around me, and it was really different and strange to step out of that line. But when people heard that recording, so many people told me that they loved it. And then they would add, oh, but I wish you did this, and I wish you did more of this, and why don't you do this? And they gave me so many, many suggestions, and so E means the supreme and the best and the greatest, and in no way do I think that that's what I am, but this is the best that I can do after listening to everyone. This is my best for right here and now, and maybe next one, it's going to be different, and hopefully that one will be the best too, but just my way of telling them I really tried. I really tried to listen and to try the new things that they suggested.
Yes, your best as of this moment.
As of this moment, right here and now.
Yeah, well, great. Now, I didn't know that the both of you were in a group earlier, right, called Sunland. Now, talk about that, Iolani.
Yes, we were part of a group that, called Sunland. Consisted of actually four singers and two Swedish producers. And our portion of the group was to bring in the Hawaiian lyrics, and they called it Hawaiian chanting, but it kind of turned into more like Hawaiian rapping in a little bit. But it was all music put to house dance music, club music. So it was a pretty interesting concept at first. In fact, it still is. It's every once in a while, our kids will pull out the CD and say, "Mommy, is that you? Daddy, is that you? Did you guys really do this?" Yes, we did. But you know, it's been how many years now?
I think we did that in 96, 97.
I think we were like 16 at that time.
Right.
Yeah, something like that.
And so how did you get in touch with, where was this guy from?
The producers were from Sweden.
Sweden. Now, did you go to Sweden to record? Or
they were living in Hawaii at the time. Uh-huh. There were two brothers. One of the brothers lived here. Peter lived here, and the other brother, Henry, was working in Sweden. He worked with groups like Ace of Base at that time. And so Peter heard Mary Monarch and heard the chanting, and at that time he really took a liking to the style that, who was it?
It was Lauren. Yeah, so he tried to contact our dancer, and when he got a hold of her, he asked her, how did you learn how to do that? And she said, my hula sister, Nat, taught me that chant. And he said, well, could you do more of that? And she said, no, she really basically just taught me that one, but maybe you should contact her. And so he called me and he asked me, could you do more of that? And I said, yeah, I think that's like a cool thing to do, chanting. And then he said, do you know a male person that could do that? I was like, yeah, I think so. I'm looking at him right now. So we were the first two members, and then they hired Claudia and Chad to join us as singers. And it was a ride. It was a fun ride. And I think we learned a lot about the music business. It was a really good introduction.
It was a really test to our Hawaiian values too. Yeah. As far as where they wanted to go with the music, and in our hearts we wanted to go along with them, but we knew that the way we were brought up and the conflicts that it will cause within ourselves as well as with the Hawaiian community, we said
they would have us write lyrics, and then they would take the lyrics apart, break them up, and repeat certain syllables of certain words. And when I said, but you're changing the meaning, they didn't quite understand that. They just said, no, it's just a sound, like the sound of a drum. And that was kind of strange for us. And considering that my parents are kumuhula and Io's mom is a kumuhula as well, we wanted to make sure that, you know, we weren't disappointing them in our decisions.
It was good fun.
And I don't think many people in Hawaii know how far Sunland stretched. I mean, we did really well in Hawaii, but we were released all through Europe, and as well as we toured Japan, and we were being played in the United States too. So
I think at one time we sold 100-something thousand copies in Japan.
Really?
Of We Are Only Human. It was really crazy. Really, really crazy. And it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we like needed bodyguards. But
wow.
It taught us a lot.
Making music takes on a whole new feel when you're selling 100,000 copies of an album and getting your own security detail. It sounds like Natalie and Iolani learned a lot through their experience with Sunland. When we come back, the couple tells us about what came after the pop group and how Natalie approached the opportunity to put together her first solo album. Plus, we'll hear her perform a few more songs accompanied by Iolani. We'll be right back after a short break.
HPR Hōʻike is your home for fresh, new local content. Catch up on our Live from the Atherton concerts or tune in for thoughtful discussions with local authors, artists, and practitioners. All produced in-house right here at HPR. Tune into HPR Hōʻike on Sunday afternoons at 1.
Let's get back to my 2009 interview with Natalie Aikomo'u. We pick it up as the conversation turns to the release of her first album, which she simply called A. It was released in 2005, the year before she was given the Nahoku Hanohono Award for Female Vocalist of the Year. In the next segment, we'll hear Natalie and her husband, Iolani, talk about growing up with parents who were kumuhula. They also share what their own lives are like as parents and how they use music to connect to their children.
We're speaking with Natalie Ayakama'u and Iolani Kama'u. They're on Kanikapila Sunday and going through Sunland that eventually led you to your first album, Natalie, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a favorite song that you have on that album that I requested. Could you introduce the song and tell us what it's about?
Okay. Well, I have to say first that every song has a reason and a rhyme as to why we selected it. I especially like this song because it talks about the moon, and especially with Sunland and being so out there and being so different. People would ask me, so whatever happened to Sunland? And I said, well, the sun set. And in this song, the moon rises. And it's like this is the beginning of a new time. And even on the cover of that CD, I'm the lady in the moon. And I did that intentionally so that people would see a break between that was that style. And now here's the real us. This is about the moon, and it's about love and falling in love and being together. Yeah, honey?
Mm-hmm.
And Eel put this medley together. I think of you, my love, aloha vauia oe. Oh.
Oh, beautiful. Mahalo for that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love that song.
I do too now.
Oh, good. Natalie Aikomau'u and Iolani Kamau'u are on Kani Kapila Sunday. And if people want to find out about upcoming gigs, you have a website, right?
Yes. She does have a website, www.nataliaikamau'u.com. However, if you're on Facebook, it's a lot easier to get a hold of us through Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also YouTube, you know. I went to YouTube. Last night.
Yeah.
And I saw performances that you've done in the past. Whole bunch of performances.
Many, yeah.
Many.
Yeah.
And that's another way to get in touch with your music. And now, with one more song from her latest release, E. This is Natalie Aikomau'u and Iolani Kamau'u. So tell us about this one.
Okay, so I told you that, you know, I was 15 when I first got the ukulele and I was a horrible singer. And then I ran for Miss Aloha Hula and I began chanting and found my voice. And so this was the first song I got to sing lead on ever. And it was at the Keiki Hula competition for a little girl named Noelle. She's a little Hapa Japanese, beautiful girl. And when she danced, her hair brushed the floor. So I get to sing for lots of beautiful hula dancers and handsome ones too. But this one is especially special to me because it was my first. Not only that, but the story of Pa'ahana begins in Wahiwa. And my mom was born and raised in Wahiwa. And this little girl named Pa'ahana, she runs into the valley to escape her mother. Now, my mommy never did that. But anyway, while she's in the valley, she makes her own clothes and her own house with tea leaves. And she eats guava and shrimp. And then a cowboy comes, finds her, and saves her. Well, my daddy is from the Lindsay family, the cowboy family from Waimea. And this cowboy whisks Pa'ahana off to Pearl City. Well, that's where I'm from, Pearl City. So all of those little things are like, oh, that's kind of almost like me, but really not. Anyway, this is Pa'ahana. And every time I sing it, I think of that little girl with her hair touching the floor.
Great.
Woo. Thank you.
What an ending.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, glad you could make it down to the show. Finally, after all these years.
I know.
Yeah.
But well, you seem like an old friend when we listen to your voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
You seem like a friend.
Yes.
But now we get to see you.
Yeah. So come back. Come back soon.
Sure. Anytime you want us.
Okay. Thank you. Natalie Aikoma'u and Iolani Koma'u.
Aloha.
Mahalo and aloha.
Natalie's latest release is called E on Keiko Records.
Yes.
And mahalo to both of you for being on Kanikapila Sunday.
Thank you so much. And aloha.
Aloha.
That was Natalie Aikoma'u, along with her husband Iolani, back in 2009. The couple has stayed busy since we recorded that interview. Natalie has released 7 additional albums with Iolani as her steadfast collaborator. So far, her body of work has garnered 2 Grammy nominations and several additional Nahoku Hano Hano Awards. So I wouldn't be surprised if there are more to come. And that's it for this installment of Kanikapila Vintage, produced by D.W. Gibson. The original interviews were recorded by Jason Taglianetti. Mahalo for tuning in. We'll be back soon with another installment of Kanikapila Vintage. Don't forget that Kanikapila Sunday lives on with Louise Kealiiloma King Lanzolotti every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. So tune in live. Until next time, aloha.
Support for Kanikapila Vintage comes from Manuhealii, celebrating Hawaii's culture and heritage for 41 years. From its craft fair origins to a multifaceted creative company, Manuhealii has grown to a family business with artists designing apparel and accessories inspired by Hawaii's culture, colors, and lifestyles. Discover their collections at manuhealii.com.